you have a copy of both those covenants, both of them in blood, and the new covenant ratified the old one in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is blessed with no curse because he bore the curse.
God has made a dividing wall between the curse and the blessing. Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland explains how to walk in the power of God's blessing, even during difficult times.
Galatians 3, let's begin reading with the sixth verse. Even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith. Are you of faith?
Yes.
Have you do you live by faith, or you just talk about it?
No,
we live by faith, right? This is our way of life. Abraham believed God, we believe God. That's what faith is believing what God's already said and then acting on it as quickly as you would the word of a lawyer, a doctor, or a highly trusted friend, praise God. Act on it. It is the truth. We have a covenant with God. This covenant is between God the Father and the resurrected, glorified, therefore immortal, Jesus, the Son of God. The covenant is between the Father and the Son. And you and I are partakers in the covenant in Jesus. You can't break this covenant. It's between God and Jesus. You can't break it. You can break your fellowship with it, but you can't break the covenant. It's unbreakable, it is forever, and it has no curse on it. Hallelujah. All glory now, I'm telling you. Now, hallelujah. Verse 7, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Now, let me stop here just for a moment. What's he talking about? We're talking about the Eden blessing. God created man. He planted a garden. He created a man and put him in it. And he blessed him, saying, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, have dominion over it, and subdue it. The highest ranking authority ever released in the earth. Amen. The very power that God used to create all this. He put it on this man. It's called, in our language, in English Bible, it's called the blessing. Well, we know what happened to it. Adam, he, sin came into the world and death by sin. And the curse was released. And instead of faith, now he's got fear. Instead of life, now he's got death. Instead of the blessing, now it's a curse. And the curse on this planet came out of Adam. It had been the blessing. But now that gives you an idea of how powerful the blessing was and is. But now you know God well enough to know he don't ever quit. My man, he didn't just stop and say, I guess I just lost the whole deal. No, he immediately started his plan to get that blessing back. Get it back. Now let's come down to the 13th verse. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Now, we won't take time to turn over there, but in the 8th chapter of the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Rome, and he said, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." Now here you see those two laws brought into this scripture. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. For it is written, "Cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on Ham and Japheth," amen, "the Gentiles," all the rest of us, yeah. Yeah. "through Christ Jesus." Jesus. Whoa, hallelujah. I don't preach me happy, praise God. Amen. Now, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Now, verse 28, "There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you be Christ," or if you be in Christ, "then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Hallelujah. We're the seed of Abraham, and we are heirs according to the promise, which is the blessing. I mean, man, this blessing was released in Jesus so that you and I could have this Garden of Eden creating force right on the inside of us. Now, don't you remember what happened to Joseph? I mean, God had this prophet born in this family. They're the seed of Abraham. But they got so wild, man. I mean, they got so far out in left field, there was no way any blessing work in that family. It belonged to them. God told them it did. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, he told them, appeared to them and told them. They didn't have a book. "I will bless you. I will perform the oath that I swore to your father, Abraham." Amen. Well, that's what he's doing today, is performing the oath. Amen. You get on it in faith, just like Abraham did, and he'll perform it. Yes. He ain't going to perform a bunch of wishing, hooting around, bawling, squalling, bunch of wimpy baby kind of religion.
That's right.
He still performs the oath. Amen. 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 It's just lives that ever was, and he don't ever change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you have a copy of it in your lap. You have a copy of both those covenants, both of them in blood, and the new covenant ratified the old one in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it is blessed with no curse. Amen. Because he bore the curse. Hallelujah. So now, we are dealing with something here. Talk about Joseph. His brothers pull that stupid stunt they pull. God had a prophet born in their household and gave him a dream and then gave him a confirmation dream about it. And he was just a young boy. But man, he was excited about it. He knew it was from God. But the rest of them weren't all that excited about it. And they did their best to get rid of him. But the blessing was on him, and he wouldn't violate it. He hung on to those dreams. That's the way you and I are supposed to hang on to the Word. He hung on to those dreams. He wouldn't violate them. I don't care if he went to prison. I don't care if the boss's wife made a hit on him. I don't care what they did. He was not going to violate that dream. He said, "How can I do this to your husband and my God? I'm not going to do it." And he wound up in prison. Well, let me ask you something. When he was sold to Potiphar, Potiphar was a field grade officer. He was a general class officer. And he was also a property owner. And he had cattle, and he had land and so forth. Well, the blessing of the Lord was on Joseph. But now he's just a young boy. How'd he know anything about running a ranch? He had never run anything. Well, the blessing taught him how to do it. The blessing of the Lord made him rich. Only his wealth came to the man that owned him. Amen. And this general just kept getting richer and richer. He got to the point where he had so much stuff, he didn't know what he had. He lost track of it. He finally turned it all over to Joseph. And then the man just, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And it's working in this young man. Well, then he winds up in prison on account of that crazy woman. And they put him in prison. What does he know about prison, man? He ain't never been in prison. But the blessing of the Lord taught him how to run a prison. And it went along until the whole prison was under his command, and the place was just running smooth, man. I mean, and he winds up assistant warden of a political prison. The blessing of the Lord is at work. And he won't turn loose of those dreams. So he winds up. You know the story. He wound up, Pharaoh dreamed a dream and wanted to know the answer to it, so they sent down there and got Joseph. He finally got out of penitentiary, and they, well, out of prison, it wasn't a penitentiary in those days. There wasn't no repent to it. So they went down there and got him, and he came up there, and they said, "We understand you understand dreams." He said, "Well, God understands them." And he just went ahead and said, "Well, tell me your dream." He had faith in God, and he had faith in the operation of that blessing. He full well planned on telling Pharaoh exactly what that meant. Now, God not only gave him the answer to the dream, he gave him the plan for the famine that was on its way. Now, wherever he went and whatever he did, the blessing was on him as long as he walked by faith and he refused to violate it. Regardless of what they did to him, he just stayed blessed and stayed in faith. Amen. And he had the two guys that came out of Pharaoh's staff that wound up in there with him, and they had dreams, and he interpreted their dream. And they're supposed to remember, you know, and tell Pharaoh about him, and somehow or another they forgot him, and he wound up in there 2 more years. Well, that'd make me mad, man. Hey, see if I ever interpret one of your dumb dreams anymore. Got your job back and forgot about me. But no, he just kept on being blessed. He learned to have faith in that blessing. He, by this time, he knew it was on him. And by the time the famine part of Pharaoh's dream hit, he was 30 years old. Now, he wound up prime minister of Egypt. Not only that, before that famine was over with, he literally had in his hands, in his possession, now listen to me, he had all of the money in Egypt in his hands. Now the money had failed. Didn't say it was worthless, but it had failed. Because there wasn't anything to buy. Mm-hmm. It was a famine, deep depression, hard times. He also wound up with property deed to all of the land in Egypt. Now, it's on the plan that the blessing gave him that brought it to his hands. And the people sold themselves to him in bondage. He owned all the money, he owned all the land, and he actually owned all of the people in Egypt. My. Well, now he didn't keep it. He gave it to Pharaoh. Made Pharaoh the richest man on the planet. Well, now I said all this to get you to this place. Are you still listening to me now? A choice, piece of property. called Goshen that was given to him to live and to, for his own possession and his own place. And that blessing came on that place called Goshen. Hallelujah. Now, have you found the book of Exodus yet?
Yes.
Chapter 8. Now, this is many, 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 many years later. And Israel did not have a hard time in Egypt until about the last 35 to 50 years because the Pharaohs remembered Joseph. Because of Joseph, Pharaohs were extremely wealthy. But now they got this crazy Pharaoh in there and he's mad and mean. So in the 8th chapter now of the book of Exodus, let's look at verse 20. And the Lord said unto Moses, rise up early in the morning to stand before Pharaoh. He comes forth to the water and say to him, thus saith the Lord, let my people go that they may serve me. Else, if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies upon you and upon your servants, upon your people. Now, these not little house flies. You do some study on it. You don't want none of these in your house. I can guarantee you. Man, it's bad stuff. Upon your people, into your houses, the houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground wherein they are. And I will sever, amen. I will divide, I will put a line in that day, the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there. The blessing 400 years later is still on Goshen.
Amen. Amen.
And God said there's a wall there that those flies can't penetrate. Now, let's go over and look in the let's look in the 9th chapter. Verse 3, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon your cattle, which is in the field, upon your horses, upon the asses, upon the camels, on the oxen, on the sheep. There shall be a very grievous murrain, and the Lord shall sever between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt, and there shall nothing die of all that is the children of Israel. Verse 6, the Lord did that thing on the morrow, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but the cattle of the children of Israel died not one.
Amen.
Not one. Now, you're beginning to get the picture. I want you to go back over here now into the 8th chapter, where he said, I will sever in that day the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, no swarms of flies will be there, to the end that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth, and I will put a division between my people and your people, and tomorrow shall this be a sign. Now, do you have a cross-reference in your Bible like I do, man? In my Bible, there's a little number out beside a division. Over here in the cross reference, it says a redemption. We have been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. There is a law between the curse and the blessing.
Hallelujah.
Now, why did God do that? Why did he put that there? Why was that blessing still that strong? Why did he do this in the first place? Would you like to know?
Yes.
Look in the 6th chapter.
Well, Brother Copeland, all of that was just for the Jews. No, it was for the seed of Abraham. Judah was only one tribe. Amen. Verse chapter 6, the Lord said to Moses, "Now shall you see what I do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land, out of his land." And God spoke to Moses and said, "I am the Lord. I am Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob by the name of El Shaddai, but my name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh was I not known to them. I have established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. I also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I remembered my covenant."
Yes.
Hallelujah.
The covenant of Abraham.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you be in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the covenant. That wall belongs to you. It belongs to you more than it did them. Their covenant was in the blood of animals and in the blood of the skin of a man. But this covenant is in the precious blood of Jesus. My God, man. Woo! I done preach myself happy, pray.
Airborne Records presents Strand of Pearls.
And that's part of what this album is about, too, is just the getting set free by the joy of the Lord.
I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river, I've got peace like a river in my soul.
The first album really ministered peace. It was really peaceful and kind of more flowing. And the second album just really seemed to minister joy.
Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
It's fun. We have a good time and we laugh, and it's just a time of bonding and a time of just being a family, and it's just cool to see God, you know, do His thing.
Rock of ages, clap for me.
There's something happens when you listen to music and it's like your guard goes down. You can be tapping your foot to something, or really in the back of your mind singing the words to something. We can be the light to those people who don't know, and that's our job.
Light is you being a light in your land, whatever the land is. You can be a light in your land when you follow Christ, when you be in the light as He is in the light.
Light in the Land by Strand of Pearls. Order this new release from Strand of Pearls entitled Light in the Land for $14.98. This CD is packed with praise music that is sure to lift your spirit and draw you into a closer relationship with the Father. Call using our toll-free number, 800-600-7395. For a product discount and faster processing, order through our website at kcm.org. Enjoy the fresh and lively sounds of Strand of Pearls and discover God in a more personal way.
Light in the Land is the brand new CD from Strand of Pearls. This is a group of singers led by my Aunt Kelly, and then it's her daughters, my cousins, and my sister Aubrey. All this is the Copeland family. These are the Copeland daughter and granddaughters. Listen, you got to get this CD. You're going to enjoy it. It's got a classic sound, contemporary songs. You're going to really enjoy this. So order yours today. Now, in this message today, we heard that Christ, this is such good news, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, so that Abraham's blessing, the blessing of Eden, the Eden blessing, would come on the Gentiles, on all of us. Praise God. Now, that dividing line between you and the curse, between you and this world system, between you and everything that is coming on this world is the blessing. It's the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, today we receive all that the blood has accomplished for us. We thank you for it, and we give you praise for the blessing that is on us and working in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you enjoyed this message today, and I know you did, I know you only got to hear a little bit of it, but this was from our West Coast Believers Convention this year, and we had an absolutely wonderful time in the presence of God all week long. I've been coming to that meeting since I was really small. I mean, my baby dedication was at a West Coast Believers Convention, okay? And I'm telling you, this is one of the best I've ever been a part of. So make sure you listen to this message and all the messages from the West Coast Believers Convention. You can do that by going to kcm.org. I want to let you know something very exciting coming up. My wife and I, Sarah and I, will be in Atlanta, Georgia for the Hello, My Name is God tour. November 20th and 21st, we're going to be in Atlanta at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center. Then, the following month, December 31st, our New Year's Eve service is going to be held right here at Eagle Mountain International Church on the grounds of KCM, Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And my grandfather, Brother Copeland, is going to be ministering to us that night. And he's going to help us bring in 2010 with a huge bang, bring in the glory of God. We're excited about it. And for more information about either one of these meetings and everything that's going on here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, all you need to do is go to kcm.org. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and like Kenneth and Gloria always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Come to these exciting meetings. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 12th through 14th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. Hello, My Name is God, live, a meeting with Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons on November 20th and 21st. Join them at the Atlanta Marriott Century Center in Atlanta, Georgia. The Copeland Family Meeting in Orlando, Florida is December 3rd through 5th. Join George and Terry Pearsons, Steve and Kelly Swisher, John and Marty Copeland, and Jeremy and Sarah Pearsons for a time of ministry at the Gaylord Palms Resort and Convention Center. A regional partner meeting with Steve and Kelly Swisher on February 19th and 20th, 2010 in Scottsdale, Arizona at the DoubleTree Paradise Valley Resort. For more information on these and other KCM meetings, call 800-600-7395. That's 800-600-7395. Or visit our website at kcm.org. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Every day when you read the Word, you should read it and change anything that you see contrary to how you're speaking or how you're believing or how you're acting. Now that puts you in a place to receive.